Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. All right, folks, as promised in episode 191, I've got Joe D'Angelo here to give his recap of Cruise Fest from Miami. How's it going, Joe?
Good. Alan, thank you for having me. Cruise Fest was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I'm able here to talk to everybody about it. So I guess I'll get started and tell you some of the things about it. If you weren't there, you missed the biggest, best Kiss Cruise pre-party ever. And I say that as you drink from the cup. It really was. And it was because of the team that was in place. It was myself, Jay Jadowski, who's done previous parties. I think he did 3, 4, and 5 or something like that. And then Bill Allward and Neil Davis. Neil actually played last year with his band, and this year was one of the partners. And the four of us just worked our butts off and I think really put together an event for the ages. A lot of people were really pleased with it and were glad that so many enjoyed it. So we started out with having it opened up on Monday. There's two days before the Kiss Cruise. It started on a Wednesday. So we did the Monday and Tuesday, which are odd days to do a two-day rock festival, but these are the Tuesdays that lead up to the Kiss Cruise. And what we did was essentially, we started off with an expo, which was really, really well organized. And I thank Jay and his team for taking the lead on that one. We had Kiss Army Warehouse that were there, Creatures of the South. We had guys like Dale Torborg and Medusa from the WWE and Lydia Chris Podcast Rock City was there. And there was a few other people like Jean Bavois, Kiss FBA, Jaded Pest, where one of our performers had a table and mingling with the crowd. And that was both days all day. And there was constant foot traffic through the expo. And I know that there was a UPS store right up the street that we had an account with because we were working with. They got flooded with people trying to ship Kiss stuff back on Wednesday morning before they got on the boat. So I know the vendors and the people did really well.
Well, I'm guessing that the UPS store did not get mad that they made a whole bunch of money.
No, they definitely did not.
I also have to say I'm disappointed that I didn't get a chance to get over to the Cruise Fest because, you know, this year was a weird year for me, and I went through more vacation time than I really wanted to, so I didn't have enough time to get there a couple of days in advance. So maybe the next Cruise Fest I'll be smart and save my vacation time.
Well, I'll tell you, I do know a lot of people that went to Cruise Fest that didn't go on the cruise. Quite a few, like over 100 people that I know personally that just came for the event. I mean, you had so many bands between Karabi and Sebastian Bach and Ace Frehley. And I mean, it was a destination in and of itself if you weren't doing the cruise. But obviously, lots of people did both. And it really turned out really well.
Yeah, it is my understanding that Sebastian kind of stole the show.
Yeah, you know, he's a huge fan. And, you know, when he got there Monday, he was like a kid in a candy store, man. He was totally in great spirits, ready to work and do anything he could to please the people. He put on a great set, too. His band is really good. And he's got these two monitors, like two big TVs that are on either side of the stage. And they constantly throughout the show showed all different pictures of him over the last 30 years. And him dressed up as Ace Frehley when he was a kid, a trick-or-treating, playing in bands, dressed him. So he's a huge fan. So when he got there Monday, he says, look, do you think, you know, reach out to Ace, see if he wants to jump up and do a couple songs with us. So we reached out to Ace's camp, talked to him, and Ace said, yeah, sure. So he jumped up and did two songs, Parasite, and I forget what the other one was. And then he turned around and said, let's do Deuce, and did a third song. He was having a blast. And then, of course, it was something for the history books. It was great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. We started off that day with Jaded Pest, did the acoustic pool party. And then after them, they came inside and they kicked off the night and performed electrically. And their electric set was great. And I hope everybody was there to see them. If you didn't, check them out. They were really good.
Now, is that the Kiss tribute that dresses up in the Dress to Kill costumes?
No, that was Kisterius. They actually did the Tuesday pre-party. So we had two pre-parties. We did one, or excuse me, pool parties. We did the pool party on Monday and one on Tuesday. Jaded Pass basically did the Monday one. And then the Tuesday one was Kisterius, who dressed up in the Dress to Kill costumes. And then they opened for John Corabi. That was the two pool parties. So it sounds like a lot, and it really was. There was a lot of moving pieces, but there was something for everyone to do at any point in the day. We literally had 12 bands over 2 days. We had several parties. We did a woman rock party reception where we honored and recognized the women in music that, you know, we think deserved it. And we wanted to make sure that the people honored and respected the women in their lives. You know, not just rock and roll or music, but people that actually made an impact on you, your mom, the school teacher, somebody like that. And it was very well received. I think people were glad that we were taking that time to honor the women in our lives. And it was a nice reception.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do something like that again next year. It was well received. We gave out the first annual Women Rock Award. We gave that out to a woman who was on a cruise. Who was nominated by her husband, I believe. So it was nice. It was a really warm and fuzzy kind of feeling, and that's, you know, that's always a good thing.
Right on. What was the high point of the Cruise Fest for you?
For me, it was probably Ace singing with Sebastian, but on a broad note for everybody, I kind of look at the Cruise Fest in two ways. What I was able to help facilitate for the people and what I was able to get for myself. So for the people, I think it was pretty cool that they got to see Ace and Sebastian jam. That's a rarity. And they were heading into the Kiss Cruise. So it was a great highlight to kick off their, you know, week long party. For me, I got to be honest with you, Dale Torborg, the Demon Wrestler, Jean Beauvoir, those guys were just John Corabi, John Regan. I mean, these are some of the nicest people, forget musicians, just the nicest people that I've ever met. And working with them was great. It was very, I want to say almost therapeutic, because I've worked with so many jerks in my life in this industry. I hate to be honest, but it's true. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, all you got to do is last year's party and I can rattle off a handful of them for you. But you know, you move past that and you look at what you've got, and there's so many great people involved in this event. It really was an uplifting experience. Yes, it was a lot of work. I literally worked 47 hours in 3 days. It was a brutal 3-day stretch for us and a lot of the volunteers. But, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, it was well worth it. I think everybody really enjoyed themselves.
That's pretty awesome. Like I said, maybe next year I'll save up enough vacation time to get through the whole thing, or get the whole experience.
I recommend it. I mean, look, you know, we're Kiss fans, and I look at this. I do events all the time, and most of the time I'm trying to make a couple dollars out of it because it's what I do, you know. But this event is not about making money. This event is about making history. And that's kind of how we looked at it. We wanted to make this the biggest, the best party that anyone's ever thrown for the Kiss Cruise. And it was by far that. And we're proud of that. I mean, it was the most attended, but the facility was great. If you were at last year's event, you were, and I know you weren't, but if other people were, the Vinnie Vincent event we did in Miami last year, everything worked out the way we said it was going to. But we were packed in that club so tight because the club misinformed us of the size. We didn't do a site visit. There was a lot of, you know, back and forth. But this year, we cut that out. We looked at the place. We chose this place. It's huge. We were able to spread out. We set up a VIP section and a general admission section, and there was plenty of room for everybody in there. There was multiple bars. There was no waiting in line. When you checked in, we had 4 different stations for check-in, so check-in was quick. You know, our merch booth was humming for 2 days straight. We sold our merch and all the band's merch, and it was doing really well. We just tried to make it so it flowed, and I think we achieved that. I'm really happy about it. I'm proud of it. And I hope everybody enjoyed themselves as much as I did.
Right on. Now, did you do any photo opportunities or anything like that?
I did actually. I took advantage of all that I could as the guy, helping put it together. And I got to get our photo with Sebastian, my wife and I. And we actually got to go on his tour bus after a set and hang out with him for a bit and take some pictures. He was really cool, and he was thrilled to be part of, a part of a piece of history, if you will. We also did meet and greet with Ace in Return of the Comet, and we got one of Ace's the guitars that we had for the guitar experience, which we sold every one of them. They were really beautiful guitars. We had I guess we had about 10 of them when we got to the event. And once people saw them, they scooped them up because it really was a nice event. It was a nice piece. So I took a picture of with everybody, and I tried to photograph with everybody that I could, just so I could have a piece of that, a little piece of something to always remember everything by. Speaking of which, if anybody did that as well, if they go to cruisefest.com, that's cruisefest with a K. If they go to cruisefest.com on the homepage, you can click and see all the pictures from all the meet and greets. So if you did one of the meet and greets, you can go download your picture.
Very cool. Any final thoughts about Cruise Fest? Maybe what you wouldn't do again, or what you're looking forward to, or anything like that?
As far as what I wouldn't do again, I can't really think of much. I will definitely say there's going to be another one. As soon as we knew Kiss Cruise 10 was in the books, which was basically the first day of the cruise, I think Jay and I and Bill were together on the pool deck for the sail away the next day, and we kind of looked at each other and were like, "Well, looks like we're doing it again." So we don't quite know exactly what we're doing just yet. I'm sure there'll be an expo. That was too good of an event to not have. So I'm sure there'll be an expo facet to it. Don't know who the band lineup will be just yet, but we'll definitely have something. I would like to take a moment to thank everybody. I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't thank our volunteers. I mean, and I hate to always do names because when you do that, you inevitably forget somebody. But I know that guys like Jim Madden and Tom and Star Peters, who are my dear friends, Jay Morales and Jules Frazier and Charlotte London, who was at the table, Peachy Watts and Zach and Lisa and Amanda Johnson, the dog, we call them the Johnsons. They were all helping out. Rosie Luck was there helping. And again, this is what happens when you do names, you inevitably forget. But Ryan Barks was another. Eric Alberti and his wife, who by the way got engaged on Kiss Cruise 9, so
Yeah,
congratulations
I
to
got
them.
to I got to meet those guys on the cruise. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're good people, man. I'm happy for them.
Well, it's funny because I looked for him on the ship the whole week, and I finally ran into him the last day because the people that I was running with was like, "Oh yeah, we run into him all the time. We'll see him eventually." He had cut his beard off because I guess he wore the makeup and everything.
Right.
So I'm looking for a guy with a beard,
He didn't recognize him.
so I was like, "Well, no wonder I couldn't find you, dude."
I did the same thing. I
Yeah.
was so used to seeing him with that goatee. When he didn't have it, I looked right past him, like I didn't recognize him. It's kind of funny how some people are like, I'm sure if you shaved your beard, I probably wouldn't recognize you either.
Well,
So.
that was the funny thing about me is I had people come up to me. It's like, "Oh, I recognize your beard from the Kiss Cruise Facebook page." Not me.
Other
They didn't recognize me. They recognized my
faces.
beard.
You gotta be like, have you ever a guy named Jerry Robbins? There's a jeweler in Philadelphia. He's got a big beard like yours, and he's got a big fat diamond that's permanently glued into it. That's what you need.
Oh, well, maybe I'll get it all braided, put some Christmas ornaments or something. I
There
don't
you
know.
go. Well, I definitely, the big part of everything, like I said, this event would not have happened. Certainly would not have been run as smoothly as it was if it wasn't for all the volunteers. So I can't thank y'all enough. If you're listening to this, props to you for lending a hand. You were the MVPs that made it happen.
Right on. Now pimp that website one more time so that those that want to download their pictures can find it again, or if they want information for next year's Cruise Fest.
Stay in touch because there'll always be updates there. It's cruisefest.com. It's cruisefest with a K. We also have a cruisefest Facebook group page, which I suggest people join. There's constant updates and ways for you to interact with members on that page as well.
Right on, man. Well, it was good seeing you on the cruise.
You too.
Yeah, I think that's not. Is that the first time we met in person? I don't remember.
No, didn't we meet at Rock and Pod?
Rockin' Pod, that's right. We met at Rockin' Pod earlier this year. The time just kind of blurs together. We might have met 2 weeks ago. It might have been 2 years ago. It was the other day, regardless.
Hey, amen to
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was good to meet you. I'm glad you got on here and gave yourself a quick recap, and we will see you soon.
Thanks, man.
Peace out. All right, folks, I got Andy here. He did the Living in Sin experience at the Holiday Inn in Miami. So, talk, Andy.
Well, thanks, Al, for inviting me. This craziness of craziness, huh? You're still, I understand you're still recouping from the cruise, huh?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how tired that made me.
First question, are you going back again next year?
I am not going next year. If there is an 11, I will go back because I already have a, my wife and I have already purchased a Hawaiian Island cruise.
Oh,
And
nice.
I think I would rather spend that week with my wife.
I think she would rather spend it with you too.
Oh yeah. Well,
Maybe.
maybe
Maybe.
she maybe I'll enjoy it more than she will, but
Oh, really?
no.
Huh, thought it'd be the
No.
other way around.
Well, we've been married for 25 years, so I mean, we get along, honestly, we get along better now than we ever have.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. There ain't no kid at home to cause us to fight.
Now you can just get the pets to fight, right? It's just all the
Oh,
dog fight.
let me tell you something. We have got four dogs, and
Oh,
that is absolutely overwhelming. And
jeez.
it's just because Alan has a big heart.
Yeah,
You
that's
know,
good.
we back in 2007, I believe 2007 or 2008, we got a Bichon at a local breeder, and then a few years later, someone pointed out to my wife, she works in a nursing home, and they bring dogs in to comfort, for the older people to deal with or whatever.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, "Well, I noticed that you have that kind of dog, and there's two of them at the Humane Society." So by the time we got down there, someone had adopted one of them, but we got the other one. And then like 2 years later, a friend of mine had come over and brought her daughter's computer for me to look at, and she's like, "Oh, I love your dogs." And then a little bit later, I get tagged on a post of this in the a couple of counties over. Somebody had one, and I felt sorry for it because it was in bad shape. So we adopted it, and then my dad he adopted a Puggle, and then he passed away a couple of years ago. So now we have three Bichons and a Puggle. So it's
Jeez, you're
yeah,
not a bad guy then, are you? You say you're a
no,
bad guy, but
yeah. Now the thing that really it kind of upset me, and I had to give my friend a hard time about it in a loving way, of course, is she tagged me on another Bichon post the other day because
oh.
an older person had passed or whatever, so they had this 16-year-old Bichon, and I was like, as much as I would love to take that dog, we're overwhelmed with what we've got.
Yeah, you can
So
only do so much. That's
hopefully somebody has adopted that little boy and he's got him a nice, loving forever home.
probably sooner or later.
So now that we're done talking about dogs, let's talk about a cat.
Well, where do you want to start? That's the
Start,
thing. Like,
hey, this is your 15 minutes
well,
of fame, so
15 minutes of fame. Yeah,
wherever
okay.
you want to start
It's
it.
not just my fame. Let's put it this way. I know a lot of people thank me because I get on these programs a lot, or we talk about this stuff when it comes up. But I super props to my partner in crime, Jeff Hopkins, and his wife, Denise Hopkins, and of course, my new wife, Kim. So,
Congratulations
really,
on that, by the
yeah.
way.
Thank you. Really though, it was a super huge team effort. Jeff and I have been doing what we call living in sin at the Holiday Inn, because the Holiday Inn's across from Bayside. It's probably what, 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes from the port of Miami, as you know. And it was a big joke back in the day in 2012 when Jeff and I actually met on, and me, Jeff, and Denise actually met on the Kiss Cruise in 2011 at the beach. They had the cabana next to mine, and we just started talking, and we just hit a friendship off, and it's just been, he's my best man at my wedding and stuff. And I don't know, we've just been friends ever since. We get along great, and we decided to, hey, let's have a party. Let's get everybody together, hang out at the bar, and blah, blah, blah. And that's how everything got started. And And then we started doing stuff for charity. We did stuff for Wounded Warrior, and then we did stuff for Breast Cancer Research Foundations. We started that, and you know, we started asking for donations from people. We sent emails, PMs, and asking if anybody liked to donate anything. And you know, people wouldn't, whatever it was. You know, we get stuff, and then we'd raise money and we'd give all the money to the, you know, breast cancer or the Wounded Warriors or you know, whatever charity. The ASPC we did 1 year too for pets down in New Orleans and stuff. So, you know, comes around, goes around, as they say, you know, good deeds for everybody. And the KISS Army and the KISS Navy and KISS fans around the world have always stepped up huge, man, huge. Man, everybody's been, you know, for how much the cruise costs and everything else costs, they still pitch in money. And we always make a good, you know, a good amount. You know, no amount is too small, I say. Anyways, it doesn't matter if it's $10 or $10,000. It's all good, you know what I mean? As long as it goes to the right spot and the right things, you know. So, really, Jeff and I had been kind of, you know, poking the bear to try to get Peter to come down to Miami for a long time, for a couple of years or more, to do meet greets with people because we were doing for stuff for breast cancer. We know he went through the breast cancer thing. So, and then as a lot of people know, I said that I literally walked on stage last year, and I said, "Bye, I retire, I'm done." In front of all those people, I said, I'm all done. And then I got home. I was pretty sick. I never got the cruise crud. And that was the first time I ever got the cruise crud, and it was pretty bad. And then I told Kim, I said, "Hey, Kim, you know, we're going to go on a cruise," meaning this year's cruise. I set up the Holiday Inn, the rides to go to the port and get blocks of rooms for everybody, which is cool, and everything else, which not that hard. And that's where we had the parties. And all of a sudden, I had said I retired, but I told Kim, "Man, it would be kind of cool. We're going to go on the cruise anyways. How about if we just do a simple go back to the basics?" As the two parties, the 2 year, just escalated so big. It got overwhelming. And there's a point where, you know, I'm not in for the money. So I'm not making any money. So if anybody thinks, "Oh my God, you guys are making money, they're like big promoters," it's not. We're fans. We're not promoters. I mean, yes, we promote the thing, so I think you look at it that way. But we're not technically promoters. We are just fans bringing it to other fans, and that's how it goes. You know, that's for us. That's how Jeff and I have always done it and stuff. But the last couple of years just got so escalated, and this, and I mean, just overwhelming. And you know, the fun used to be up here, and the junk stuff would be down here, and it started going almost tip-top in the other way. And I just said, I had it with that. You know, there is a certain point you just go, forget this. And people said, "Man, go back to the basics." So this year, I wanted to go back to the basics. So I set up the thing for the Holiday Inn. You know, get the living it in to Holiday Inn on the date. So then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I get a phone call. Answer the phone. Who's on the phone? Gigi's on the phone. "Hey, Andy, how you doing? How's it going? How'd the thing go with Vinny?" "Well, you know."
It's Vinny.
Yeah. So she said, "Well, somebody wants to talk to you." And I says, "Okay." And she hands over the phone, and I can't believe there's Peter on the phone. "Hi, Andy, how you doing? What's going on?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, Kim, put on a speaker, listen." And she says, you know, "Peter wants to talk to you." And I'm like, "Oh my God." So he starts talking. He goes, "Well, Andy, you know, blah, blah, blah." You know, he says, "You know, I know you guys been kind of, you know, wanting me to come down for a couple of years and stuff." And he goes, "I'm ready to come. I'm ready to go to Miami." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Puts Gigi back on the phone. Gigi says, "So what do you think, Andy?" And I'm, you know, Kim's like crying, and I'm like almost in tears. I can't believe this happened. I just said I retired. But all of a sudden I says, "Well, I have to do me one favor. I have to hang up on you, Gigi, and I have to call Jeff because – I says, "If I'm going to do this, man, I got to do this with my original partner in crime. He's the one who started this all with me, and he's the one who had been trying to get Peter to come to Miami to do a meet and greet and stuff." So I called up Jeff, said, "Jeff, guess what?" He goes, "What?" He goes, "Andy, I retired." And I said, "And you said you retired." I said, "Yeah, but guess what?" I said, "Just got the phone call. Peter wants to come to Miami." He goes, "You kidding me?" I said, "Nope." He goes, I go, "You want in? You want to do this, don't you?" And he goes, "Yep. All right, we're in." That's how it gets started.
Hey,
so
that's great.
Who says no to Peter? Come on. That's awesome, huh? So, you know, and then, you know, we had to, you know, work things out, make sure everything was, you know, everything's lined up, you know, all the hotel stuff, all the stuff, and, you know, and then we sold tickets. We didn't even have a big hoopla about it. Basically, Some people were kind of upset that we didn't give like a pre-warning, because people usually like pre-warn, this is going to come, this is going to come. We couldn't, because we figured there were going to be 8 million people sending us PMs, you know, begging us to go, you know, can you save tickets? Can you save tickets? And there's no way we could do it. It was just, it was going to be first come, first serve. So we decided to just let it out, you know. So one day we let it out, bang, 3 hours, 2 days gone. That's all I can say about that. That's how fast it went. It was gone within 3 hours. And, you know, they could have sold a lot more, and they didn't want to. They wanted to make it. That's why they call it the Peter Chris experience. It's not like your typical meet and greet. It's not like your head down, and it's not a cattle call. It's not like put a head down sign, go, move on, move on, move on. Peter likes to take a little bit of time with you, and he wants to talk to you. He wants to hear your stories, and vice versa. I mean, it's awesome, you know. So we had Sunday the 28th. I think I'm all screwed up. The 27th and 28th, yeah. So Sunday and Monday. So we had 2 days. One, the Sunday started at 5 and went to 11, and then Monday went from 11 to 5, 6 o'clock. So, and, you know, to me, it went awesome. It was, it just went flawless. I mean, yes, there were people saying on Sunday it was a little bit slower, but to me, there was no other function going on in town. It was Sunday. We were the only thing actually really in town going on. So, you know, and Peter was taking his time. Do you blame you, man? You know, you paid your money, man. If he's going to talk to you, don't you want to talk to him back? Right?
Shit, yeah.
I mean, there was a little glitch in the beginning, but once we started getting thing, everything was working well. And, you know, like I said, there were some people that were like, oh, you know, they're tired and stuff. They must have just flown in and getting ready for the cruise and all that. You know, they had another day or two to get, you know, but... I think it really worked well. Jeff, everybody else, the team was awesome. You know, I got to hand it to, you know, again, you know, Jeff, Denise, Kim, my friend Lisa decided to fly down. She jumped in, you know, myself. And then she had some people that she had worked with in the past or still does. So she had a Bill, Mark, Mucci from Japan that flew just in for this, for that. And Colleen from New Orleans. So, you know, two little different kind of groups got together, and we had never...
Japan is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. No big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, we just, here we go. This is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to work. No problem. I mean, and literally, man, there were people, you know, some people said, oh, you know, it seems a little bit slow. I mean, and then we'd ask them, have you ever met Peter before? And they'd be like, no. Well, wait till you come out of that room with a smile from here to here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'm not just saying the cattle call. There was, you were in the room with Peter. So you didn't have like people right behind you. You know, sometimes you get the meet and greets, the people are like right behind you and they're folding stuff out. They're talking. Da, da, da. Oh no. When you went to see Peter on this meet and greet, that's what I call the experience, is that it's you and Peter right there. You're the only two. And Gigi's there. You know, and any other people that'll help drying the stuff off were on another corner away from you. So it was just you and him. That's it. You know, and they had another person, you know, behind the curtain, what we call the photo, you know, the backdrop for the photo, but they were behind it and you couldn't hear them. You know, you couldn't see. So it was just you and Peter. I mean, face to face, like we're talking right now. It's awesome. I mean, he was in such in good spirits and he was telling little stories. I mean, it was just fantastic, man. I can't say enough how happy Peter was, how gracious he was, and how the stories that people would tell him and he would tell them back and stuff. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, I just floored away.
that sounds very similar to you and I were in Indianapolis when Ace was up there last year. You know, it was similar to how they were doing the Ace meet and greet.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it went a lot faster than that. But well, you know, I was one of the few people that Ace took a minute to crack a joke about. So,
oh well, that's
Ace
what I mean.
Cracked a joke at my expense, and then how can you go wrong there?
Yeah, well, if he cracks a joke at your expense, it's okay. You know what I mean? He did the same. Ace did the same thing to Kim and I, because I had wore, you know, an Ace shirt that had a small Ace on it, and Kim had a shirt with a big Ace on it, and you know I'm 6 foot, and Kim is like 4'10". So we got in a room to take the picture, and Ace starts laughing. He goes, you two should switch shirts. And I'm like, what? And then I got it, you know. It took me a minute because I'm the big guy wearing a small Ace, and she's a little person, and she's got the big giant Ace face on. And he's like, and then he did that giggle, and he's like, he did that giggle, you know.
Ah, yeah.
You know? It was pretty funny. So, yeah. I mean, if you, you know, you paid your, you know, your hard-earned money, man. Man, if Peter wants to take 5 minutes with you, take it. He wants to give you 10, take the 10 minutes or whatever it was.
Heck yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, man, I can't give enough props to Peter and Gigi, too. She was awesome, too. So, I mean, the two of them were just fantastic. It was awesome. That's all I can say. And, you know, everybody in the package, they could get two things signed, their own personal thing signed. Plus, they had we had a poster made by Mark, who's wanted to help us actually design the poster. And here's the poster. So it looks like it's like Peter in the background, almost like a live two, in a great spot that he signed all the posters and the date and everything else. So pretty cool.
That's so pretty slick.
Yep. And also, just because now that I got it up, there's about 40 left over. They will be posted on peterchris.net website. So if anybody's interested, and it's probably about a week because I still have them. I'm going to ship them back to them. And they are going to sell them for JR's cancer fight. As you know, that JR, you know, you won the best. He's got cancer. And so we raised money over the 3 days to help JR, and I'll get into that, for cancer. So there's about 40 of those posters, and they're thick. They're not thin. They're thick, you know. So, and they're all signed by Peter and stuff, and has the date for it. So if anybody's interested, I would look in probably about a week by the time I ship them out and they get them, and then they post them and probably do the links for it and everything else. So you can go to peterchris.net, and they'll definitely have a link up there. So there's about 40 left. So I got to ship them out on Tuesday when I go back to work. And we also got a bunch of let me just go through the bag stuff first. And then also everybody got a laminate that were numbered. That's why people are asking us, oh, I want to get this is why, because we didn't want to give everything away either. One day we had green and the next day we had black. So everybody got one of these and they had numbers on them so that your numbers were like, you know, cause we didn't know people's flights, you know, so we couldn't give out numbers and stuff early, and it had all, and on the back it just has, you know, all the helpers' names on it, which is pretty cool. And, so what we did is, these numbers were for, you know, we line up for your autographs first, and then reorder again for your photos afterwards. But the photos went so fast, people didn't even care. They're just like, oh, we just got to get our photos. So at that point, people were like, yeah, it's no big deal, you know. But for the autographs, they wanted, you know, everything go in order so you could check everybody off to make sure and everything else. And, yeah, you could have bought two additional autographs if you wanted to. Some people want to do more, but they want to set it to two, you know. If you were there, you'd understand why. You know, again, Peter takes his time with people and he wants to talk to people. So if somebody has like 10,000 things, you're going to be there a long time. So that's what, you know, and I agree with it. They shouldn't have that many things. It's just crazy. Why does anybody need that much stuff?
It makes sense to have to limit the numbers.
Yep, yep. And then also we had those laminates, we call it a goodie bag. It was green and it looked like this. I got one open. It's just a little plastic green bag and it just had that. And inside the green bag, it was just for fun. Now, this wasn't even like part of the price and anything. It was just more of us just having fun with it all. And, you know, Peter saw everything. You know, Peter had his hand in everything, saw everything, you know, okayed everything, loved everything. It's just for fun. So we wanted to go back a little bit and think like 70s, you know, remember the Kiss pencils? So we have a Peter Criss pencil, you know, a little Peter Criss pencil. Kind of neat, you know what I mean?
Bracelet.
Yeah, and then it was in there. It was a Peter Criss, I got it upside down, Peter Criss pen. Whoop. I don't know, Peter Criss, little green pen, you know what I mean? It's kind of cool. And then we had a little bit of Peter Criss the Catman, the one and only Catman, I say. Thank you very much. People get mad all of me all they want. Like those rubber wristbands. Also, we had we have two magnets. We had the Criss Army is in gray. And we also had another magnet, Peter Criss the event. Oh, he had the cup. The cup, though, was that was different. That wasn't in the bag. The cup was done from the bar. They also had a keychain, Peter Criss Army. And then on the back, it's a breast cancer. You know, it's men and women awareness. So just to make sure, you know, everybody, you know, should get checked and all that stuff. Whoop. And then we had thrown in some extra goodies. Oh, I got to take one open. I got to rip one open. I got only like a couple left. So much stuff got thrown around and at times and craziness. Whoop, whoop. There was I had made up a Catman pin, about 3 inches wide. It's pretty cool. Talisman on it. I never say that word right. Where is it? Oh, and it was a pick in there. I don't know where it went to. Anyways, and some stickers. That's good. Oh, also, people got a water bottle. The Chris Army water bottle. It's pretty cool. Gray.
Damn, now I'm wishing black. I had more vacation time. I could have got there a little earlier.
Yeah, you probably could have got there early. You could have used this on the cruise, right? Could have filled up water or whatever, booze on the cruise, right? You always need one when you're on those islands, especially when you're on those islands. So,
yeah, no kidding.
So that was just a goodie bag. That was just fun stuff. You know what I mean? I had nothing really to do with, I mean, you know, it was just more of the fun stuff. So, again, what can I say? It was just fantastic. That's I mean, I have the grin from here and here. No stress, no fuss. I mean, Peter was totally off the hook. Awesome. You know, and he would tell us stories. You know, I don't know if you've seen my Facebook page. There's some candid pictures of Jeff and I sitting with Peter before we took him back to the airport, and he was just telling us nice stories. You know, nothing bad. There's no dirt. It was all like cool, positive stuff. He's in a very, you know, very good place and happy.
You know, that honestly, that is refreshing to hear, because we know other members of the band take digs every chance that they get.
Yeah, and so. he was very, very, I didn't dig in. I didn't, you know, people ask, oh, did you ask any questions? I was listening to, we were just listening to him because he had like stories, you know what I mean? It was awesome. There's only one thing that I really kind of asked, because I don't know why I even asked it. It's kind of probably a dumb question to even ask, is that because I've always been against the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's just a giant joke. It's always been a joke, not just because of Kiss. I mean, I just think it's a joke because it's not really rock, you know, like when you get Madonna and all these
other
people.
Yeah, we have discussed that a million times on this show.
But I did ask Peter, what do you think about being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And, you know, taking it from his point of view, because, you know, he's in it. He is so honored to be in that, and not only because he's honored, because he said that he's now stepped on a stage great musicians and great things before him have been on that platform, and now are inducted into the Rock and Roll of Fame, and now he's inducted to the Rock and Roll of Fame, and that can never be taken away from him. And now that I look at it that way, I don't really blame him, right?
That's so pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he had just like nice stories to talk about everybody and everything. He's just in a really grateful play. I think Jeff asked him if he still played drums. He says he still does. So, and stuff like that. So, but other than that, he was just telling like little stories here and there. And there's another picture out there. Now that it's out there, I didn't know it was supposed to be out there or not, but it's out there that we went to dinner with Peter after Monday night's event. Oh my God, I couldn't believe it when they said, "Hey, let's go out to dinner." This is like surreal to me. I never thought in my day of being a Kiss fan that I'd be doing some of the stuff that I'm doing. Just blows my mind, you know? And it's just, again, I don't really know why, but just me. You know what I mean? I don't.
If it wasn't you, it would be somebody.
Yeah,
as well be you.
Well, I mean, I don't have millions of dollars. I'm not like this huge promoter thing. I'm just a fan, like anybody else that's a fan. It's just
that's the way it was when I used to put on the Kiss Expos. I get it.
Yeah,
totally get it.
It's just like I don't know. It just blew my mind away. Again, though, it's just not me. You know, if it's not for Jeff, Denise, and now Kim helping out, and Lisa helping out. Oh, and Bobby, who took the photos. Man, I can't forget Bobby. You know, Bobby took the photos last year with Vinny, and she did an awesome job, and she did the ones with Peter this year, just off the hook. Her photos are awesome. I mean, can't give enough props. I mean, everybody was just, you know, we all know each other in our little group, and then we got to know the other half of the group, and then everybody just clicked, and it worked. I mean, it's not much more I can say that. It was just, I mean, seriously, it was just awesome. There's no drama. There was no complaints.
I cannot tell by the look on your face at all that you really got a lot of joy out of this.
Oh, we did. I mean, it was just, especially, you know, I can say especially for me, because some of the stuff that happened last year, that's all I'll get into about that, you know, but it just, I don't know. It's just surreal. Now I look back at some of the photos and stuff and sit there going, oh my God, I'm sitting next to one of my rock and roll icons that I worshipped as a kid. And now I'm sitting next to him and he's chit-chatting about little stuff. You know, what's for dinner? What's for supper? And, you know, going out to dinner that night. I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm sitting in a room with a guy that I worship as a kid, you know, and the music.
So, for the whole weekend, all of the stuff that you did, what was the highlight of that event for you?
Well, there was a lot of different things. I mean, going to supper at the end, which didn't see coming. So that was like off the hook. Sitting there just chit-chatting with him being so sociable and being nice, and the people, I got to say, the people who went to the meet and greets bought him, saying thank you to Jeff, I, Denise, and Kim, and everybody else. The faces coming, the people coming, their faces out of that room, you know, that had never met Peter and stuff like that, coming out of the room. There were, you know, grown men and women crying, walking out of that room, coming over to where the seats were and benches were, and basically sitting down and like barely could, you know, stand up, and they're shaking and they go like this. And I'm getting the biggest, like, you know, grin and smile off it going, we just, there were people who told us that we made their life, you know, that, you know, we made something, we made their whole year and month or whatever it was, you know, that they never thought this would be possible, especially for some of the people overseas, you know, because there's so many people from overseas that bought the tickets that, you know, they once in a lifetime chance for them. They said, you know, this was like the highlight of the, you know, thing for them, because they never thought they would ever meet Peter. And it just, I have to say, that was so awesome watching those people come out of that room.
Oh, you can't go wrong there. It looks like, as a fellow Kiss fan, you did good.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm kind of speechless because, and that's hard for me, as everybody knows, but it's just surreal, you know. Even Kim, Jeff, and I, we just, and Denise and Lisa just sit back, and Bobby just sit back and go, wow, this just happened. You know, I have to actually go back and look at the pictures now of people and our own pictures and just go, wow, I just can't believe this just happened. You know, Peter Chris, the real cat man, standing here in front of me or sitting there chit-chatting with us, just blows my mind. I can't say enough. You know, I just can't say enough. So awesome.
Yep. Now, before we get out of here, where can fellow Kiss fans find you so that they can get a jump on what might be happening next year? Because you're coming back. We know it.
Well, here's the thing, too. As you know, we do Living in Sin. And we did this year, but I ended up doing it, you know, because Jeff and Denise left and they were going back home, and me and Kim stayed because we were part like doing the honeymoon thing. We were going to go up to Orlando and all that stuff. So, you know, I decided to live it in sin again. I said, live it in sin lives again. And I keep saying, man, I don't know if I'm going to be back, but I understand this could be the last cruise, but I'll break it right here to you. Now, I just reposted, just did a thing. I'm coming back. So I'm going to do Living in Sin, but actually we're going to change the name and kind of call it Hooligans at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, just kind of, actually that's Bobby Dremiska's idea. She says, hey, Haney, how about Hooligans at the Holiday Inn? I'm like, hey, that's got a good run. So, and also if you know, Pasquale from, Canada, he does Kiss Army Nation. If you don't know who he is, he's going to jump in and join me, and we're going to do some silly things again for next year. So we're going to have that. That's what it's the, you know, I just made up the event right before I came on here with you. It's going to be, you know, Hooligans at the Holiday Inn. It's going to be October 29th from 6 p.m. to 12. It's a free event for everybody. We're going to do the swap, trade, buy, sell again like we did this year. And I probably have a new cup. Show your green cup again. Oh, wait a minute. Where's your red cup? See? It was a red cup. There we go. There's the red cup. So we had a, you know, green for the Peter event, and then I was there for red cup for the red one. So we're going to do that. So I'm going to have blocks of rooms again for the 27th, 28th, 29th, and then the 4th when you get back from the cruise. If somebody, you know, because some people stay one extra day after the cruise because they try to recuperate a little bit before they head off. So it's up there on Facebook. I put it up probably, oh, what a time, it's about a half hour ago. So it's up there. So I'm coming back. I know, I'm crazy. But, you know, you know,
well,
just,
you got to be a little bit crazy to be a Kiss fan.
Yeah, and the Kiss thing is kind of coming to an end. You know, it's
yeah,
sad
it
to
is.
Say, but
yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you know, I believe that I heard Doc said that as long as people are going to come, they're going to keep doing the cruises. You know, because the cruises are not touring. You know, a one-off show in Vegas or a cruise or an appearance here, an appearance there. Obviously, that is not the same thing as touring at all. Not even close.
Yeah, they could do two cruises or three. They could do one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and one somewhere overseas if they really wanted to.
That, you know, that was the big rumor while we were on the ship because, you know, they were building up all week to, you know, there's a big announcement coming. And that's what everybody said. They're, you know, they're going to sail one out of Barcelona and the other one out of Miami.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously that was not the announcement. So
yeah, was that the July the 20th?
July the 17th, 2021.
Yeah, what's your guess?
Well, they've already announced it. Oh, you mean the location?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a free concert. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to do a free show in Central Park. I'm like, no, they're not. They're going to do whatever the big baseball stadium is, and they're going to fill that fucker up.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yeah, my guess has been since the beginning, since they started, is Citibank Field where the New York Mets play, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, that's whatever.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't know the name of any of the locations because I'm not a sports guy.
Well, there's that one in Yankee Stadium.
But
that's it.
Well, you know, I heard both of them.
Yeah.
For me personally, I'd kind of like it to be Yankee Stadium just because I know the name of that one.
Well, Gene said he always wanted to play Shea Stadium where the Beatles played, and Shea Stadium's not there, so the new Mets Field is there. So that's my guess, but who knows? They're going to do what they want to do. And I don't even know if they do those big shows in Central Park anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know. But Kiss is different, man. They need somewhere control for, you know, fireworks, bombs, and all that stuff. So I would think it's got to be a stadium. And announcing it this early, it's got to be somewhere big.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what I really like is that the Kiss Cruisers are supposed to get first dibs on tickets. So.
Well, yeah, they'll give you a code like they did.
Yeah.
They gave all of us a code the year before. But
yeah, so I need to.
People going absolutely ballistic, you know, because they release the tickets when everybody's getting on the cruise. But here, I have a code.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting on the cruise, flipping out, you know.
Yeah, I'd heard about that. A lot of people.
Yeah, that sucked.
A lot of people were upset about that, and
it sucked
for good reason. Yeah, here's a code, but you don't have any internet on the ship, so fuck off.
Nope. Yeah. No, actually, a lot of people like to get to Holiday Inn trying to get online. So there's so many people jamming up the, you know. People are just going nuts, and they're trying to go down the street, and they're going over this, they're going all over the place, and stuff like that. So, but it is what it is. They're going to do what they want to do. Whatever. It is what it is.
What, Kiss do their own thing? No.
Oh, who knows? Maybe they'll get Vinny back on stage, along with Bruce, along with Bob Kulick.
Man, that dude just keeps shooting himself in the foot, you know. You know, my mama always told me, Bob, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Never know.
Who knows how that's going to turn out? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get off here. Andy, I appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time and giving us a Living in Sin recap.
Yeah. You didn't like it, though. You didn't have fun, did you?
At the Living in Sin thing?
You didn't have fun.
It was terrible. I missed it by 2 days. No, I didn't have enough vacation time to get down there early enough because, doggone it, I do other stuff, too.
I know. But I saw you having fun. You were drinking up a storm.
Oh, well, I posted on Facebook standing in front of the Peter Criss Experience banner with a beer in my hand. I says, this one's number two. I'm not even mad. But I did. I had a really good time. It was good to see you. It was good to meet your wife, you know, because I'd seen all the pictures of you guys and everything. So.
Yeah, it was a great time, and we're going to have a great time. And like I said, Pasquale from Canada does a Kiss Army Nation. He's going to jump in and help this year just for fun. Like I said, it's a free event for everybody who's ever hanging around, you know. And like I said, they're going to get blocks of rooms at the Holiday Inn and rides to get to the port the next day for like $6.
Yeah, the rides, that was pretty – I enjoyed that, you know.
See?
The,
right out, bingo.
The downside to that is there were two buses there, and the guy on the front bus was not playing Kiss music. The guy on the back bus was playing Kiss music. I'm the only one that got on that bus, and they made me get off of it going the other one. So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it was all good, though. me and that guy had fun trading jabs at each other. So,
anyways, it's a great time. Thanks to everybody. You know, shout outs and all the thank yous and everything else. It's been a wild ride. So I keep saying it's the last ride, but I think after this year, it is the last ride because I think this is it.
Yeah, you know? Well, who knows? You know, if it is, if it isn't, it isn't. I got to go on one, so I'm very happy.
And I can't believe it. Now I'm not going to see you down there next year.
No.
Jeez.
But I'll be thinking about you when I'm in Hawaii at a luau somewhere. Actually, we're doing a Hawaiian Island cruise. So we're flying to Honolulu and then getting on a cruise ship and sailing around the different islands. Yeah, it's like a 7-day cruise.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. And I have an old Air Force roommate that lives in Hawaii now. So, you know, we plan to visit her and her family.
Nice.
Yes, I said my Air Force roommate was a her. My wife knows all about it. We were actually, a bunch of us had a house together, and one of them was a girl, so it was all good. Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, thanks again for your time, Andy. Yeah, I will
catch
you. Thank
you, man. It's awesome.
Catch you online soon. Y'all, peace out.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.